Gabrielle Goulet says it was about 7 a.m. when they heard glass breaking in the basement.
We were just sitting at our in the kitchen doing some work, and we heard glass shattering, and it was like a sound that kept going, like the glass kept shattering. And my fiance like ran down the stairs and was like, "Get out of here," thinking that it was a person breaking in. And then, we got downstairs and my fiance Tim was like, "Oh my God, there's a moose. It's falling in the basement." So we like saw essentially the butt of the moose like slowly moving into the basement.
Goulet says the window well is covered with a grate, but thinks the combined weight of the moose and all the snow may have caused it to collapse. They were worried the moose would make its way up the stairs.
It was a huge female moose. I'm sure it was very heavy, and obviously we've had a lot of snow, so I'm sure it seems the moose just didn't see it and, thought it was stepping into, solid ground and just fell through. And my fiancé stayed in the stairs going into the basement to make sure the moose couldn't come up because it's all open, like there's no doors or anything.
Summit County Sheriff's Lieutenant Andrew Wright says once they formulated a plan, they were able to coax it out the garage door, which is on the same level as the basement.
The moose had cut itself on the broken glass window, and so there was some blood hoof prints throughout the carpet area of the basement. And then what I understand, the deputies and the wildlife officers started banging on some of the other intact windows in an effort to try to startle the moose to get it moving, which it worked. And the moose ran out the garage door and wandered off into the wild.
The wildlife officials, Sheriff's Office and Goulet say the moose seemed to have only superficial cuts that were not life-threatening.
Actually, they said that it looked like cuts on the ears just from falling through. And the moose, ran out of here and it wasn't limping or anything. After it ran out, I walked up to the deck and looked out and I saw it, trotting down the street away from the house.
Goulet says a disaster crew showed up quickly, cleaning up the glass and boarding up broken windows.
We'll have to obviously replace the carpet, but otherwise there really isn't much damage to the house. And I'm so thankful we were home when this happened because, one, we have two cats that we absolutely adore, and I would be so sad if they ran out. But also, what would have happened if the moose was in here by itself, like running around the house? That could have been a horrible outcome.
Goulet says when she called her parents, her mother was mostly concerned about the moose and if it was hurt. Lieutenant Wright says people in Summit County love animals, wild or otherwise, and he thinks that's a good thing. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.